With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Last night, the Utah Jazz got Rudy Gobert back in the middle, and he returned in all of his glory. By Rudy, through the lane, reverse layup, up and in. Oh, fancy Rudy Gobert. 9-2 run plus the foul. He bought it. He'll get one free. However, as the game wound down, the shot just didn't fall. Pulls up for an awkward off-balance poor shot three. Offensive rebound Rubio. Left side Joe Johnson. 3-0. Offensive rebound Ingles. Back to Mitchell. Double team. Kicks to Ingles. Right side three to tie. He missed it. Rebound comes down to Burke. Gobert's not fouling. I don't know why. Now they are fouling. 9 seconds left. With another loss, the Jazz look to bounce back tonight against the soaring L.A. Clippers team behind Sweet Lou Williams.
Here's Williams stealing it for three. He's just a scoring machine.
Downtown Salt Lake City, it's the Jazz and the Clippers.
Tip-off is now.
David, what I'm looking for tonight, since Doc Rivers think that their pace is much better than it was at the beginning of the year, I want to see where that pace is coming from. If it's after made shots or after missed shots, and what they've increased their movement up the floor.
Keep an eye on it. Clippers in some sporty blue uniforms. Teodosic with a beautiful pass down low to re-block by Gobert. Here comes Rubio on the rush with Teodosic trailing. Over to Donovan. Pushes it to Favors. To the rim. To dunk. He's fouled on the first play by Tyrone Wallace. Great colors on the floor tonight. This is where Nike has done just a wonderful job. The Jazz are in their gold uniforms with the navy blue note on the front. The Clippers are in, I don't know, I would just call that like a traditional blue. Does that make sense to you? With white lettering. So it's very simple, except for on the, like a white stripe on the right side, a red stripe on the left side. It just looks smooth. Joe Ingles and Blake Griffin holding a conversation while Derek Favors makes the free throw.
I really like the fact that you just wear your colors.
And it's not home.
It's not home in a way. I mean, that is, it's colorful. I imagine it looks very good on TV.
You realize what our next home game is, right, Ron?
Next home game?
Changing the floor and bringing out the orange.
And that will be against the Golden State Warriors.
That's going to be pretty awesome. Yeah. Favors makes both free throws. Here's Blake Griffin. He'll fire a three straight away. It's short. And Donovan rebounds. Donovan did not have a good night last night against the Knicks. High pick and roll. They're double teaming him off that pick and roll. Tyrone Wallace, their best defender, assigned to Donovan. Rubio comes down the baseline, bounces it into Favors, and he dunks. Derek Favors attacking the rack early.
Well, nice job there by Rubio. I thought he was going to stop at baseline and back it out.
Lou Williams penetrates, floats, misses, offense rebound Reed. Donovan got banged around a little bit. I'm not sure what's going on, but he got hit. We'll see what happens. He got hit on the throat. As Willie Reed scores for the Clippers, Mitchell seems to be all right. Teodosic is the point guard for the Clippers. Here's Donovan driving, jump stops, hands it off to Rudy. This is the easy layup. Just didn't get up or something went wrong there. He was going to the basket and then just never elevated. Blake Griffin on the run. Pass deflected by Favors, stolen by Favors. Here's Rubio, 3-on-2 break. Attacks Teodosic to the rim, lays it up and in, Ricky Rubio.
I thought Rudy's leg just gave out because he didn't have any spring.
Yeah, it couldn't seem strange. Right corner, Tyrone Wallace, 3, no good. He's been making over 50% or 40%, but that may be a false sample size. Just 7 games. Ingles pick and roll with Gobert. Ingles takes a left-hand dribble, hands it off to Rudy. He'll go to the basket and lose it underneath the glass. Lou Williams to the front court, came straight to the NBA out of high school from Philadelphia. Top to Griffin, right side Teodosic. He passes it quickly, usually this time he penetrates, fakes a nifty pass back to Blake, then tries to get it to the corner, and it's knocked away.
How about that fake that Rudy didn't bite on, and neither did Derek Favors? He just gave you the impression he wanted to throw it back out to Blake Griffin at the three-point line.
Lou Williams catch and shoot, left baseline, scores it. Lou Williams and Quinn Snyder were in Philadelphia and Atlanta together. Teodosic was in CSKA Moscow with when Quinn Snyder was an assistant coach there. He spent 7 years from 2000 as Ingles penetrates up to Rudy for a dunk, and the Jazz are attacking the rim early.
You know, you realize what the Jazz are doing right now. All of their shots have been at the rim.
Here's Blake Griffin, left side, bypasses the three, goes by Favors, in the lane, flares it out to Teodosic, left baseline jumper's no good, Gobert snares the rebound. Seeing the impact of Rudy there, Blake goes in the lane, ran right into Rudy and gave it up.
I'm seeing the impact on doubling Lou Williams there as well.
Donovan at the top, high pick and roll, we'll keep an eye on that. Donovan, calmly, almost walking, gets to the left elbow, fires the shot and hits. That was interesting. Donovan talked recently in an interview about how he's learned how to change speeds. He actually went to zero there. Usually he's going from 20 to 40 or 40 to 60. That time he went to zero. Blake Griffin straight down the barrel. A three is good.
Yeah, they're going to make Blake beat them, it looks like. He's a career 30% three-point shooter, even though maybe a little bit better this year.
He's picked it up. Got to give him credit.
Yeah.
He's widened his game. Joe Ingles is left wide open on the right side. Hits the three. Doc Rivers is like, didn't we see enough of that in the playoffs? 13-7, Jazz lead it. Teodosic, two-man game with Blake. Bounce pass kicked by Favors.
Know what I just saw there? Derek Favors' hand was low.
No.
His hand was low. I mean, pocket pass, he was actually bent over and got his hands low in the passing lane.
Lou Williams, baseline drive by Favors to the rack, lays it up and in. Lou Williams, 30 points a game over the last 10. While shooting 48% from the field and 45 from three. Double pick and roll for Mitchell. He goes around the right. They bring two guys to him, which is the case now. He comes off the dribble, fires the three, and misses. That shot for Donovan is, quite honestly, it's just not a good shot anymore. His off-the-bounce numbers are really poor. Lou Williams fading, left baseline, no good. Rebound Rudy Gobert, 13-9. Here comes Donovan pushing, backpedaling as Wallace. Cuts him off, hands off to Rubio. Pulls for a mid-range jumper, missed it. Rebound Blake Griffin. And the Jazz committed an open court foul when they had three guys back defensively. You know, it's such a smart play to stop the fast break. But it's interesting to see how, and it's one of those things, Ron, I think, where we only notice when this happens. But seems as though at times it comes back to bite you, that you're in the penalty early or someone's in foul trouble.
And that's the point, I think, that I get upset with, especially when you have defensive presence in transition.
Jarebko in for Favors. Blake Griffin working the middle. Finds a cutting Tyrone Wallace. Blocked from behind, but a foul. And a pushing foul on Gobert as Donovan Mitchell came from behind and blocked it. Wallace was the Mr. Irrelevant of the NBA draft. Last pick by the Jazz, then he didn't sign a deal with the Jazz. Spent the year with the D-League team. Spent a lot of time around the organization. Tried as best they could, really, in a lot of ways, to try to see if he could play point guard at 6'5". The Clippers have used him differently, just as a slashing wing. And he makes the free throws to make it 13-11. Jazz are the 28th ranked first quarter team in the NBA. Clippers are 24th, so they haven't started games well either. Ingles, left side. Bad pass, knocked away and above the free throw line, turnover. Fast break the other way. Tyrone Wallace out in front, about to go out of bounds. Throws it back, Ingles steals it. Ingles throws the bounce pass up to Rubio. He chests it ahead to Gobert. Nice catch and a dunk. Beautiful play by Rudy Gobert. That was a tough catch.
And why was it such a great play? Because Rubio put something on that. If he just doesn't put the speed or the velocity on that, that ball is picked off by Lou Williams.
And in the meantime, pick and roll, Teodosic pulls up off the jumper and hits the three. 15-14. Interesting player to watch tonight. Ingles hands it off to Mitchell. Cross-court pass, Rubio. Left corner three for Ricky. No. Offensive rebound, Jarebko touches it back up and in. Here come the Clippers right back down your throat. So we just saw it with Teodosic a moment ago, Ron. Clippers, in their hot streak, have been one of the best teams in the league offensively off your makes, and one of the fastest teams. But the Jazz are slowing them down here. Blake bumps and backs on Jarebko, gyrating wildly, turns to the middle, misses badly. Reed tips it back out to Blake. Up top to Teodosic. Pick and roll. Jazz double Teodosic. Now Jerebko releases back. Bounce pass inside, stolen by Rubio, thrown out front to Jerebko. He'll catch it, collect himself, and lay it up and in.
Rubio, great anticipation, knew that bounce pass was coming. Hands was low, comes up with the steal.
Teodosic being bothered by Rubio, though played a lot some Euro basketball against each other. Teodosic was a two-time EuroLeague player of the year. It's the left side three, no good. Rebounds tipped around. Donovan has it. 19-14 Jazz. Here's Donovan. Quick dribbles through the lane. Blake tries to take a charge. Kicks to Jerebko. Rotates to Rubio. Three ball good. Timeout, Doc Rivers. Jazz up 22-14. What they're really doing, Ron, is they're slowing them down and they're uncomfortable on the offensive end. The offense is taking advantage of that. We'll talk more about it when we come back. 22-14. Jazz up 8 on the Jazz Radio Network.
Utah Jazz Sound Flash.
Every time you think you're going to get healthy, somebody else goes down. You know, listen, it's a great example that everybody are pros in our league. I think guys, when they get a shot, they show their hunger, they show their passion, and every once in a while, you can get lucky enough to win some games, and we've done that.
I've tried to just kind of stay present and deal with those things as they present themselves, deal with guys coming back as best we can. And, you know, you hope that those things can be over the long haul, benefit your team, and then, you know, other guys get a chance to play and get better. So I think, you know, try to always see the glass half full if possible.
Both Quinn Snyder and Doc Rivers talking about the injuries their teams have confronted this year. It's brought to you by Newskis, proud sponsor of the Utah Jazz. That's our Sound Flash. And Wesley Johnson comes into the game. Joe Ingles reaches in and fouls him from behind.
Well, this is what I have a problem with, that reach around from the angle that the official makes this call. It's impossible to tell whether or not he made contact with the shooter there.
Did he?
He was reaching around, but it was if I couldn't see it from that angle, how could he? You know, of course, he's an official.
Free throws were split.
Basket good, once free throw.
Oh, basket good, missed the free throw.
Yeah.
Didn't realize Wesley Johnson made that shot. My fault. Joe Ingles is left wide open and unguarded, and about 18 feet out on angle left, he'll shoot it and score it. 24-16. Here's Juwan Evans out of Oklahoma State. I know some coaches and scouts in the league who think he's a really special pick and roll player. Blake Griffin steps into a three and hits. He's shooting 33% from three this year and hits that one.
Well, both of his buckets has come from the three-point line.
Double pick coming from Mitchell, left to right, lob to the basket, Favors is there, he dropped it, but then tips it back up and in. Derek had an alley-oop dunk, didn't go up, but he pogo sticked right back up to tap it in, so Favors went Moses Malone. He got a rebound, and another turnover. Joe Ingles has the steal on Lou Williams off the double team. Mitchell spots to the left corner, Ingles holds it himself, and he'll fire the three. No good, rebound to Rebko, grabs it over the diminutive Evans. Just 6 feet tall.
Well, Favors is still being guarded by Wesley Johnson.
Ingles pushes it up top to Rubio. Drives by Wallace, hard to the basket. Ball fakes him, gets his shot blocked, gets it back. Shot clock's at 8. He retreats out to the left side. They space the floor. Mitchell's coming to try to get it. Rubio can't get it to him, so he pulls up for a mid-range jumper and hits. Rubio had a nice night last night, linking another one here. It's 28-19 for the Jazz. The Jazz usually win when Ricky Rubio shoots well.
There's a double.
Forcing Williams to give it up. Here's Evans penetrating. Floater, no good. Evans is a small one. Officially listed at 6 feet 190. I spoke with him for a little while today. I'm not sure he's 6 feet tall.
Okay, so the way you can judge that is by your own height.
Well, I'm 5'10 in a program.
In the program. I like that. In the program.
Juwan Evans makes the free throw. And I didn't think he was a lot taller than me. Evans has got great vision. Super pick and roll player. We'll see whether or not, at least in college. But small. And so the question is, you know, does that adapt? I'm just not sure. I know Isaiah Thomas has been doing great things as Evans makes both free throws. I'm just not sure there's room, Ron, in the league for guys that are much smaller than 6'4 anymore.
Well, the small guys, and you use Donovan Mitchell as a perfect example with his quickness and everything at 6'3.
And 6'10 arms.
Yeah.
Donovan crossing over, flares it out to Joe Johnson, who's in the game. Johnson working on Blake Griffin like he did in the playoffs. Bumps him, backs him, flares to the middle of the lane, throws up an air ball. Jazz have really struggled this year with Joe Johnson on the floor. 28-21. Jazz down by seven. Up by seven. Wesley Johnson straight down the barrel. Three hits it. And timeout right away. Jazz down by four. Up by four. I'm so convinced that we trail in the first quarter that I'm making us trail when we didn't.
You okay? You all right up there?
I don't know. Hey, I'm watching the 30th-ranked first-quarter offense score 28 points in the first quarter, and I'm discombobulated. Time out on the floor. We'll come back with Thurl Bailey to make fun of me on the Jazz Radio Network.
Look out.
He's incredible.
Big T is entering the booth.
And now,
get ready.
Thurl Bailey joins Locke and Boo on the Utah Jazz Radio Network.
Oh.
Welcome back. Uh-oh. What happens when the three of us are laughing before the segment starts?
Wow.
That is funny.
28-24, Jazz 5-4. Howell Neto comes into the game with Joe Johnson, Donovan Mitchell, Alec Burks getting time with Rodney Hood out, and Derek Favors. Neto, the Jazz best three-point shooter, works the right side of the floor. He's guarded by Harrell, came over in the Chris Paul deal. Left side to Alec Burks, blows by the defense, right hand floater off the window and in.
Nice and simple for Alec Burks. Great job.
30-24, Jazz by six. Evans hands it off to Wallace. Harrell, who played at Louisville. I don't think he and Donovan cross paths, though. Their timing doesn't quite work. Might have on a recruiting trip, though. Blake Griffin drives baseline by Favors. Comes up reverse side. Favors recovers. Forces him into a miss.
And good numbers.
On the push, Alec Burks, left corner, Joe Johnson. Resets AB. Feet set. Air ball. Three. Offensive rebound with shot clock not reset. Out to Neto. The right baseline for Favors for a jumper. It's no good. Alec is not shooting the three well, but not that badly.
Well, he didn't shoot it in rhythm. He caught it and hesitated.
Rebound tip. Neto with a great play to knock it away. Here comes A.B. Blake Griffin backpedaling. A.B. goes down hard and a tripping foul on Blake Griffin. And that's on the same basket against the same opponent in the Clippers of when Alec Burks had his really serious injury. And Paul Pierce cheap shot at him because Paul Pierce was too old and too slow to move.
Well, I'm glad nothing happened here. You can see AD was going straight at.
Are you saying that maybe part of you didn't trust that Blake Griffin wouldn't make a dirty play? Did it cross your mind that maybe Blake Griffin would be capable of a dirty play? I'm not saying it crossed my mind at that moment.
I would like to think that there's not one player in NBA that would make a dirty play. I would like to
think that. You'd like to think that. How about, really, you would like to think that. So let me ask you this.
But I know different. I know different.
Let me ask you this. If I ask every NBA player, they would probably say the same thing. So how come dirty plays happen all the time?
Well, I said I'd like to think that, but I know it happens. Yes.
Yeah. Thurl, who's the dirtiest player you ever played?
Bill Laimbeer.
Rod, who's the dirtiest player you ever played?
I don't think there's any doubt Bill Laimbeer was that squad. I mean, that front line was probably as dirty as you want to get. And that's one of the reasons the NBA had to clean things up.
32-24, motion offense, but out of a slow possession here, 8 on the shot clock, Wesley Johnson, 3, no good. Clippers have really been slowed down tonight. They've been playing the number one pace of play coming in, and they've been fast after makes, and the ball's kicked out. Thurl, we found this interesting in our pregame research, where they've been really fast is after your made shots. So the Clippers are the fourth best offense since they got hot again after the opponent makes a shot, which is unusual. The Jazz actually really struggle after those circumstances. Here's Neto at the top. He'll just take a three behind a Favors pick. It's nothing but Neto. Now we'll lead the Jazz in three-point shooting so far this season, coming in tonight at 46%, and he makes that one. 7-0 run by the Jazz. 35 first-quarter points. Wesley Johnson rattles one home from three. Jazz come into this first quarter tonight as the 30th out of 30 in first quarter offense. Ron, you never answered. Who's the dirtiest player you ever played? Neto penetrates. Foul beautiful pass to Favors, who's fouled. He'll take two free throws.
I played against a guy named Laverne Tart.
Really?
That was dirty. It probably might not be the dirtiest, but he's the first one that comes to mind. He was physical, and he was strong. He was left-handed. And Thurlow, I don't know if you played with anyone like this, but he would do this. You would be guarding him, and he would move the ball, and he would pop you in the forehead with the basketball and then drive around you.
I had a guy who, at every game we played against him, he'd make sure he popped me in the throat with an elbow. Not hard, but just to make me think.
Yeah, just make
Maurice Lucas.
Oh, really?
Yes. Ripped my shirt off, my jersey off of the game once.
Yeah, Maurice was, he wanted to be called that enforcer, huh?
Yep.
He wanted to be that enforcer on the floor.
Evans drives it, Neto. Neto gets back out in front of him, blocks the shot.
Good defense by Neto.
Howell's been really good tonight. He's been really good all year, actually.
Yes, he has.
And the Jazz plus minus with him on the floor is outstanding. Jazz lead it by 10 here, 37-27. Neto drives, gets pushed, finds AB in the corner, comes to the baseline. Pocket pass to Favors, gets away. Evans picks it up. 11 seconds left with the shot clock off. Coming down the floor as Decker lays it up and in. Jazz will get an extra possession out of this. AB comes to the basketball and gets it. 5 seconds. Cross half court with four. Into the paint with three. Off balance right hander with two. It's good, Alec Burks. Sam Decker takes the extra dribble to make sure he doesn't miss a three-point shot. And the quarter's up. 39-29. The end of one. Thank you for the time. By the way, the dirtiest player I ever saw was a WNBA player by the name of Latasha Byers.
Remember that name.
And you can feel free to Google her for some of the stories about Latasha Byers if you'd like to. No, those criminal proceedings were dropped due to insufficient evidence. 39-29 at the end of one on the Jazz Radio Network. Step back, left side, jumper, good!
First quarter recap brought to you by America First Credit Union. Get the finest in financial services from Utah's number one credit union.
Ball's out in front, about to go out of bounds, throws it back, Ingles steals it. Ingles throws a bounce pass up to Rubio. He chests it ahead to Gobert. Nice catch and a dunk. And the Jazz on their way to a quarter high for the season, 39 points in any quarter. And lead at 39-29. It's brought to you by America First for the finest in financial services. Visit America First. Joe Johnson step back on the left side, up and in. 41-29, Utah leading the Clippers, who have won six straight. Right side, driving, spinning to the basket, and fouled and finishing is the rookie Thornwell out of South Carolina, who has the best first name in the NBA.
Yeah, not bad defense there by Alec Burks. That he had the left arm wrapped around him as he was defending with one hand up in the air.
Sindarius Thornwell. I got to tell you, I looked today, and I expected Sindarius to have some, like, historical reference of, I don't know, I was thinking Mesopotamia age or Tigris and Euphrates. Doesn't Sindarius sound like he should be like one of those Greek mythology, half lion, half tiger, half something else? Sindarius gets three halves. 41-32. Joe Johnson working the dribble inside. They come down double team, knock it away and steal it. Here comes Evans. Evans, little stutter steps to the rack too hard. Rebound tipped around, controlled by AB as he tightropes the sideline and gives it to Joe Johnson. Neto, Burks, O'Neal, Johnson, and Gobert. Neto's playing really well. Swirls out to the right side. Howell in 4 minutes has 3 points, two rebounds. Gives into Joe Johnson the post on the 6 foot Evans. They triple team Joe Johnson and foul him on the reach.
Now, Joe, as he does so often, backs the guy in, gets to the spot. But when he turns his back, I've noticed the last couple of ball games, they're running a defender at him to try to come up with a steal.
Is he passing less?
Well, he's not looking to pass when he gets to that, when he's trying to get to that spot.
But
they're coming up from a blind side, though. And
by the way, the other night he passed Vince Carter for... He actually did it tonight. Or no, he just did it the other night. 3 minutes ahead of Vince Carter. So now only 21 players in the history of the NBA have ever played more minutes than Joe Johnson. Royce O'Neal, corner three on a beautiful give from Neto up and in. Howell Neto just is giving the Jazz a spark every time he is on the floor. Right side jumper, no good by the Clippers. Here comes O'Neal. Clippers are trying to pick up the tempo a little bit. O'Neal, high pick and roll, low dribble, knocked away, loose on the ground, another turnover. Here comes Lou Williams, throws it up top to Evans. Evans on the run, Neto fouls him. 30-point bell tonight. By the way, just to, when you want to understand how great a career Joe Johnson has had, let me read 21 names to you, if I may, quickly.
Okay.
It's not great radio, but it will prove its point. Oscar Robertson, Hakeem Olajuwon, Julius Erving, Robert Parrish, Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, John Havlicek, Gary Payton, Artis Gilmore, Tim Duncan, Reggie Miller, John Stockton, Wilt Chamberlain, Kobe Bryant, Moses Malone, Dirk Nowitzki, Elvin Hayes, Jason Kidd, Kevin Garnett, right side jumper by Teodos, which is good. The Mailman and Kareem are the only players who've played more minutes than Joe Johnson.
And
what a group.
I was trying to count while you were doing that. It got in the 20s.
21. Lob upside, up top to Gobert. Can't get high enough. It's another turnover. Jazz getting a little sloppy of the ball, but lead by 10. As Montrezl Harrell drives over the top of Ricky Rubio, who looked a little bit like a kid getting run over by a semi-truck. And it's still a blocking foul on Rubio.
Well, he took a... He did get run over like a truck.
He did. Double team on Lou Williams, which is causing the Clippers some problems. We'll dig back in, explain that to you coming up. Tatos, it's pick and roll. Pulls up for a three. It's short. Loose ball rebound off the knee of Decker, right to Gobert. Rudy brings it up on the dribble in the front court. Gets it knocked away. Recovers. Back to A.B. A.B. with a low dribble in the paint. Hangs in the air. Double clutches and finishes. Jazz by 12. All right, Ron. What is the Lou double teaming on Lou Williams doing to the Clippers?
It's taking the ball out of his hands. It's forcing other players to make plays. I mean, Lou Williams is so much a part of this team.
And it's slowing them down a little bit. Harrell drives on Gobert. Couldn't change direction in time. Harrell's fouled, finishes, and a foul on Gobert. The other thing, Ron, if we go back to that note we were talking about, that the Clippers are the fourth best team in the league offensively after a miss and one of the fastest teams, it seems to, after make, excuse me, what it seems to be doing to me is it seems to be stalling their offense. That now they're running their offense to Lou Williams. He gets double teamed. Now they're throwing the ball right. Now they're later in the clock. They're not playing in the way they want to be playing.
And they're getting every opportunity to do that. Jazz shooting 62% there from the field. So they're getting every opportunity to run after a make shot because the Jazz have been so good on the offensive end so far.
Harrell misses the free throw. Rubio back in the ballgame for Neto. Howell with another good stint for the Jazz. Right side O'Neal. Into the post, Joe Johnson. Let's see if they bring a double. Joe straightens up on Harrell. Holds, step back, fade away. Good, Joe Johnson. By the way, Howell Neto, while he's on the floor tonight, plus 8. Every night his plus minus is fabulous. Harrell with the ponytail that seems to be dyed red, working to the middle. Guarded by Joe Johnson. Comes back the other way, throws up a wild shot, no good. Gobert rebounds it. Outlet to Rubio. Left side to Joe Johnson. Leaves it behind to Ricky. Ricky with his beard. His hair slicked back. Gives to Johnson. Back to Rubio. Crosses over on Teodosic. Weaves in the lane. Falling out of bounds. Throws a bounce pass to Joe. Rotates to A.B. Corner three. No. Loose ball rebound Rubio. He had a huge rebound last night in the fourth, but nobody can answer of it. A.B. tries the baseline. Contact. Goes to the basket. He's fouled. He'll get two free throws. I mentioned this last night, so I probably should mention it again. But when I talked about Neto's plus-minus there, I mentioned it's been going on all year. It's a little bit of a small sample size with all of his injuries, but at some point, let's give the kid credit, right? Like, he's clearly having an incredible impact on this team when he's on the floor. Free throw by Alec Burks is good. AB's at 88% for the season at the free throw line. AB's actually had a very good shooting season going before he hit his recent skid, and it's been a lengthy, uncomfortable skid. Misses the second free throw. I jinxed him. By the way, per 100 possessions, when Neto's on the floor, the Jazz are plus 16. Far and away, he and Royce O'Neal are the two best on the team.
It's just solid, and they're going to call another foul on Royce O'Neal.
Jazz lead it 49-36. 8:03 left in the second quarter. Donovan Mitchell Okay, Ray check back in. He had 2 points in the first quarter. Favors leads the Jazz with 8. Rubio has 7. Ingles with 5. Gobert has 4. That's your Zions Bank starters. And Lou Williams works his way to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Lou Williams went for 50 the other night against the Warriors. Somebody tonight went for 30. That was your Lexus 30-point bell you heard earlier. Let's find out who it was.
Throws it back up top to Seldon, who buries a three-pointer.
I'm telling you, Wayne Seldon's out here like Steph Curry or something.
Wayne Seldon dropped 30 points tonight for Memphis.
Wayne? Let me see, who is that? Just a name you don't hear that often, that's all.
That's a fair question, and I mentioned who he played for because I think people don't know he plays for Memphis. He's actually kind of a summer league star. The Pelicans lost tonight, or the Pelicans beat the Grizzlies, 111-104. Wayne Seldon had 31. Free throws by Lou are good. 49-38, Jazz by 11 with 7:57 left second quarter. Jazz have 49 points. AB, pick and roll to Favors, rotates to Rubio. Ball fakes a three. Tadosic bites, penetrates, kicks to Favors, way off with a jumper. Offensive rebound to Gobert, tipped over to Rubio. Rubio cross-court pass is deflected. Donovan has it, bullets it to AB, penetrates to the cup. Reverse side layup, good. The Clippers come into this game tonight 28th in the league in defensive rebounding, and it shows right now.
Boy, look at them smothering Lou Williams.
Double Lou Williams again.
They're really not letting him go to his left, especially on that left side of the floor.
Now the shot clock's down to 10, and they're having to work a new possession. Teodosic will take a three over Favors. No good. The Jazz have really discombobulated the way the Clippers have been playing. Mitchell splits the double team to the cup. Finger roll layup is good.
Did not get away with that last night against the New York Knicks.
Ed Malloy's not here tonight. Timeout on the floor. Jazz 53, Clippers 38 on the Jazz Radio Network.
Utah Jazz Day in History. Do you remember when?
The year was 1995. The Utah home crowd witnessed another monumental moment in Karl Malone's career. He scored his 20,000th point. Jerry Sloan recalls the mailman's ability to score.
Well, I don't think anyone in basketball, whenever he was doing what he was doing, spent as much time in the weight room, bicycles, hiking, all those things after practice a lot of times. And he always gave us a great effort in practice, so he's an unusual guy. He had tremendous determination to make himself better every day.
Karl ended the night with 28 points, shooting 53% from the field, and the Jazz beat the Cavaliers 94-84.
Day in History brought to you by Safe Flight Auto Glass. Blake Griffin, right side, driving on Favors to the cup. Scores, bogarted him inside the paint. Jazz offense tonight has been incredible, Ron. They're averaging 1.5 points every time they cross half court. 1.5 points. League average is 1.07. I think you all can figure out 1.5 is pretty good. Here's Donovan. Crossover. Step back on Teodosic. Hit it. Oh, my. Donovan. And he's doing something new tonight, Ron, as Lou Williams drives the left side up an early pick, fades to the baseline, hits. There they are, right after a make, coming right down your throat.
And that was a transition screen that was bent, that was set.
You wonder if they just made a change in their offense. So we'll keep an eye on it. Rubio works the right side. Blake switches on him. Favors goes into the post. Rubio's going to work Blake Griffin one-on-one. Drives by him. Finger roll at the cup is way hard. Ricky struggles around the rim. Teodosic transition, finds Blake Griffin. He'll take a three, another quick one after, but this one after a miss, and a rebound. Donovan, here comes Mitchell. Bounce ahead to AB. Blake is back. AB to the cup. Blake fouls him. Alec Burks having a nice game for the Jazz tonight.
Yeah, this is a situation where you have to challenge Blake.
Well, he's not particularly big. Like, he's not a seven-footer.
No, Blake is not. You know, he's 6'10".
And his jumping ability is usually based on the ability to load up.
Yeah, he's not a shot blocker, that's for sure. And you're absolutely right. If load up, running start, that's where you can get those dunks.
Safelot Auto Glass will donate $5 to every rebound secured from this year's leading rebounder. All proceeds from Safelot Auto Glass Master the Glass will be donated to the Utah Food Bank at the end of the season. AB makes the free throws. 12 points for Alec Burks.
Yeah, he's the
nice to see. He's been out of the rotation. Royce O'Neal's been playing great. Rodney Hood injured. Tonight, A.B. getting another chance, and he is efficient and having a great night. He's gotten 6 free throw attempts, 13 points now. And the Jazz, whose offense is just incredible right now, lead it 57-42. Lou Williams left side, going one-on-one. Jazz still bring two guys to him. Fades back on the baseline, no good. Offensive rebound, Reed. So we've seen two changes out of that last time out, Ron. We've seen an early transition screen, and we're seeing no screen. They're going to let Lou go play one-on-one a little bit and lose one of the better isolation players in the league. Because every time you're bringing a screen, the Jazz are doubling it.
Yeah.
It's Donovan, right side. Ball fakes Tyrone Wallace. Bounces to Favors in the pocket, and Favors dropped the pass. A little behind him, but probably one Derek usually gets since he has some of the best hands in the league. Pass down low to Reed, knocked out of bounds off of Reed. I thought Derek fouled him. So we'll take it. 5:09 left in the second. Jazz by 13.
Derek looks at Donovan and says, hey, my fault.
Right.
Sorry, I missed that. And again, you touched on this a couple of games ago about the opportunities that Mitchell has to get assists. And it just doesn't happen because of missed shots and mishandling the basketball.
Donovan comes off a pick and roll with Favors. Two men to him, looks away, and then finds Derek for the layup. Donovan had 7 dimes last night. He's got 2 here early, and he could have a few more. They have a number on what teams shoot off your passes. Teodosic short with a shot, battles in for his own rebound. Gets tipped out to Williams. Resets Teodosic left side. Teodosic works in the lane. No look pass to Wallace. He drives into Rubio, and a foul on Rubio, and that's going to be Rubio's third. And I want to remind you that his first one of the night was on a Euro foul in the open floor when he had defenders behind him.
Absolutely. Now, there's a situation out just where a traveling call could have been made, you know, where the guy catches the basketball, he moves both feet before he puts the ball on the floor to drive. It's just the inconsistency of officials with that particular call is puzzling.
That particular call is what's puzzling? I'm just kidding. You're just like the players. You're just an official hater.
You know, sometimes I am.
What's your take, by the way? You think this is an official's problem? You think this is a player's problem? You think it's an everybody problem?
No, I think it's if they're going to make an emphasis on making that call, then do it. I mean, because too many players are getting away with it, first of all.
Donovan's tied up by Wallace, and he'll be tied up for a jump ball. 59-46. Jazz lead it by 13. Clippers have made some adjustments here, but the one thing they haven't done is gotten any stops yet. The Jazz offense is just executing at an incredibly high rate. Frankly, the Clippers offense is pretty good tonight, too. The Jazz defense hasn't needed to be that good. Jump ball goes out to the corner, and it's going to be ruled off of Tyrone Wallace. Jazz ball with 15 on the shot clock. Jazz have Neto, Ingles, Mitchell, Favors, and Johnson on the floor. Gobert's played 13 minutes tonight. Inbound to Joe Johnson. Swings to Donovan with his gold shoes and his navy blue leggings and the gold uniforms. Donovan reset the top on Wallace. Going to go one-on-one. Pull it to no-look pass, but it's stolen by Williams. Just stepped in the passing lanes and intercepted it. Driving the basket, Williams lays it up and in and scores. Donovan comes back the other way. Williams is not back into the play yet. 5-on-4 for the Jazz. Joe Ingles is the open man. Right corner three. No good. Derek Favors offensive rebound rises up and rocks the Casbah. 61-48. Jazz by 13. Teodosic hands to Williams. Step back three. No good. Rebound Donovan. Lou Williams is the number one isolation player in the NBA. We have not seen him do a lot of ISO yet. Joe Johnson working Tyrone Wallace right block. They come down to double him. Throws the pass back out to Mitchell. It's deflected. Donovan bounces it to Ingles. Left corner three. Oh, rattles out. Another incredible pass by Donovan Mitchell. Here's Lou Williams driving it. Donovan fouled, and he'll get 2 free throws. Joe Ingles 1-for-4 from 3 tonight.
Donovan Mitchell, Lou Williams. I think he's having an incredible year. But with only 17 attempts a ball game. So you have to think those numbers are awfully good.
Well, I mean, Ron, on my chart that I use to evaluate offensive players, I'd vote for him on the All-Star team. I mean, he's off the charts in his efficiency. Top 100 isolation guys in the league, okay?
Yes.
Guys who go isolation the most of anyone in the league, LeBron, James, Harden, Westbrook, those are the top guys. Of the guys who do the top 100, here are the 5 best isolation players in the league. Lou Williams is 1, Chris Paul is 2, Kyle Lowry is 3. Malcolm Brogdon is 4. James Harden's tied with him.
And of the of
Lou
balls,
Williams is at 1.26 points per isolation.
But the percentage, I think, is what's more important.
Favors attacks. Passes to Neto. Climbs the ladder. Gives to Mitchell. Rotates to Johnson. Corner to Ingles. Penetrates the lane. Lost the ball on the way up. Loose ball. Ingles gets it back and lays it in. Why? Because good basketball should be rewarded. Jazz by 13. 63-50. 13-point advantage for Utah. Wallace, top to Blake Griffin. Into the post. Reed loses the pass. Donovan has it. Blake's backpedaling. Donovan lines him up. Steps by him. Misses the finger roll layup.
He usually puts that on the glass. This time he tried to put it over the front part of the rim.
Transition three. Wesley Johnson no good. Here come the Jazz back the other way. 3-on-2. Mitchell bounces to Favors at the rim. He'll take all the eggs and all the bacon. Utah by 15.
About Derek Favors running the floor.
Highest first half point total of the year for the Jazz now. Williams penetrating to the cup. No good. Rebound tipped and a foul. It's going to be on Favors. Well, the Clippers have got the tempo up to where they want it recently as we're suddenly playing one of the fastest games the Jazz have played all year. But the Jazz are scoring at will and lead it 65-50 on the Jazz Radio Network.
On the tweets. Twitter! On the Utah Jazz Radio Network.
Clip Nation just tweeted out, the Clippers missed DeAndre Jordan. That
yes,
might be
do.
True.
Yes, they do.
Their defense, Utah's winning the rebounding battle 29-15 tonight. And the Clippers' defense is really struggling.
Yeah. DeAndre is out with a left knee sprain, which means that he should be coming back pretty quick.
Jazz most points in a half all year was 71 in the second half against New Orleans when Donovan Mitchell scored 41. Their most points in the first half is tonight, 65 with 2:13 left. Free throw by Reed is good. Not Willis Reed. He's not come back in time. Does Willie Reed remind you at all of Willis Reed?
No.
No. Just thought I'd check.
Willis Reed out of Grambling University.
He was 1970. Pretty good, huh?
Yes, he was. Lefty. Center position on that championship team with the New York Knicks. Walt Frazier, Dave DeBuscher, Bill Bradley.
65-52. Jazz by 13. It's Donovan spins. Step back. Right side jumper. Good. Wow, Donovan has had two moves tonight that are just done with such alacrity, and then the ability to rebalance on the jumper is amazing. He's got 8 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists. One of Hill-Hunt a triple-double like Russ did today and failed at it. Donovan jumps in passing lane, has a steal, but hits Blake Griffin. He was going to go the other way.
Yeah, he had that read perfectly. Would love to have for him to get started on that pass maybe a step sooner. Would have been a clean steal.
Some great games in the NBA today. We'll try to keep an eye on them. Raptors and the Timberwolves are playing, two hot teams. Obviously the Rockets and the Warriors playing the first of the Saturday night games. And the Thunder blew out the Cavaliers tonight, 148-124. Let's find out who else rang that 30-point bell.
Paul George. George shakes, works on LeBron. Dribbles between his legs, pulls up 18-footer, scores. Wow, tough shot. 36 now for George.
Blake Griffin makes both free throws here. Do you see this? Here are the Thunder's points by quarter. 43,
33, 38, 34. Wow, I mean, pretty consistent, you think?
Yeah, hard to score 148 points in an NBA game. If Doug Moe or Paul Westhead's not involved.
Oh, you going back in the past with Doug Moe, the Denver Nuggets. Highest scoring game ever in history. The Denver Nuggets are part of the 186 to 184.
Against Detroit, was it?
I think it was against Detroit. Good
down
job,
to Rudy.
David.
Left-hand hook to the middle is good and a foul. Rudy Gobert with a hook shot to the middle. Jazz with 69 points. So we're about 120 off the pace of that 189-point night, is what you're saying.
Yes.
I'd score 189 points in the NBA game.
186.
How'd they do that?
It's just hard to believe. I mean, just great shooting night from both teams, maybe. Or maybe it looked like an All-Star game.
I mean, All-Star games don't score that many points. 70-54, Jazz by 16. Rudy's got 7.6 rebounds.
Here's
Lou Williams, one-on-one, driving, kicks to the corner, Tyrone Wallace, cut off by Neto, spins back into Gobert, blocked, rebound jousted around, Wallace has it, 8 on the shot clock. Back to Johnson, gives to Blake, 5 on the clock, Lou Williams comes to get it. Blake holds it himself, spins around for a 3, no good. Gobert with a big boy rebound. Outlets to Ingles. Joe on the left side in the gold uniform wearing number 2. He steps into a 3. It's good.
And he points at someone. Who was he pointing at?
I don't know. And the Jazz have 73 points and a half, the most all season. Lou Williams drives, misses. Rebound tapped around. Wallace has it. Kicks in the corner to Johnson. He drives to the cup and lays it up and in.
That's the first time they've let Lou Williams split the trap. Getting to the basket.
Ingles, quick release, 2-for-1, 3. Got another one. Neto finds him beautifully. Howell Neto has been so good tonight. I mean, that's just a heady point guard, everything awareness. Ingles sprinted to the corner. Here's Wallace, right side, 3. Good for Tyrone Wallace. Nice to see. Tyrone was with the Jazz. Got to know him fairly well. Played at Cal. Good kid.
Well, he's getting a chance to play. Now, what was the two-way player that was with the, was it the Lakers?
Well, he was, Jamil Wilson was with the Clippers. He got cut, went to the Lakers, and then ended up getting arrested. Neto drives to Gobert. Gobert gets knocked down. Fast break the other way. Lou Williams ball fakes. Leaves it for Johnson. 4 seconds left, misses. Favors runs down for the rebound. Outlets to Gobert. Will he get it off in time? No. It would have been a 3. The Jazz have scored 76 points in the first half tonight and lead the LA Clippers 76-59.
Joe, rock the Casbah.
First half recap on the Utah Jazz Radio Network.
They space the floor. Mitchell's coming to try to get it. Rubio can't get it to him, so he pulls up for a mid-range jumper and hits. Rubio had a nice night last night. Lincoln another one here. It's 28-19. Offensive rebound to Gobert. Tipped over to Rubio. Rubio cross-court pass deflected. Donovan has it. Bullets it to AB. Penetrates to the cup. Reverse side layup. Good. Here's Donovan. Crossover. Step back on Teodosic. Hit it. Oh, my. Donovan. Donovan comes back the other way. Williams is not back into the play yet. 5-on-4 for the Jazz. Joe Ingles is the open man. Right corner 3. No good. Derek Favors. Offensive rebound. Rises up and rocks the Casbah. Jazz offense just purely brilliant in the first half. Scores 76 points. Ron, what was so good about what they were doing?
Well, everything for the moment. They shot the basketball well. They defended well, I think, especially with the play that they were most concerned with, or what they call the most ran play that the Clippers used, and that's with Lou Williams with the pick and roll on the left side of the floor or in transition. They were able to handle that. And plus, David, the paint was just owned by the Jazz. 34 points in the paint, 13 second chance points, and how about 14-2 in fast break points?
Jazz, since 1997-98, have only scored 76 points and a half three other times. And Donovan Mitchell lobs to Rudy Gobert here. By the way, just to kind of put in perspective, the Jazz 76 points and a half. In 2008, we scored 77 against Denver. We also did it in 2008 for scored 77, but otherwise that had not been done for quite some time by the Jazz. Right side, Blake Griffin hits the jumper. It's good. All right, here we go. Ron, the one thing I would say as we head toward the second half, there's no way the Jazz can be that good offensively. Donovan off the bounce, 3 up and in. Donovan was just 11 of his last 40 and 7 of his last 27 on off-the-bounce threes, but hits that one. And Donovan's got 11 points.
And don't forget, he's a second-half player.
He sure is. 81-61, Jazz by 20. What I was going to say is Blake Griffin fires a 3 and hits.
Well, it looked like they're going to put it in Blake's hands right now. If they know what the Jazz are doing defensively with Lou Williams, he's coming off the pick and roll. He's not even looking to score. He's just looking to give it back to to Blake Griffin, who is not that hard curl as the Jazz thought he was going to do. He's shooting jumpers.
Ingles, pick and roll, gives it out to Favors in the corner. Top to Mitchell, guarded by Lou Williams, who's not known as a defensive player. Donovan takes another off-the-bounce three, no good. When Donovan adds that shot consistently, then he's at another tier.
Well, I tell you what, he's practicing it because I'm watching him in pregame.
He's pressing in games, too. Lou Williams drives on Ingles. Ingles just with a little round ball robbery. Here comes Joe leading the break. Pick and roll with Gobert. Takes a left-hand dribble. Finds Rudy on the roll. Off-balance roll to the basket. Blocked by Blake. Picked back up by Rudy, and he dunks it. Doc Rivers wants to travel. Could have called a foul as well. They didn't call either, and Rudy got the dunk. He's got 11.7 rebounds. Jazz lead this by 19. Williams pass to the corner. Wesley Johnson, right corner three is good. Johnson starting the quarter. Blake Griffin is playing the center here, so they've made a lineup change. Willie Reed, who started the game, not in the game. Rubio left wide open, left baseline. Left wing jumper, no good. He's 3-for-8 tonight. 83-67. I do think this one might be a hang-on for dear life. Blake fires a three, no good. So they want to have Blake Griffin guarded by Rudy Gobert. Derek Favors has got to guard Wesley Johnson. Jazz are going to adjust here shortly. Here comes Favors, now powering Wesley Johnson into the post for a turnaround jumper that's an air ball. Teodosic rebounds. Remember, the Jazz crushed the Clippers on the glass, too. Teodosic fends off at Rubio, reaching in and throws Rubio to the ground. That's a foul on Teodosic. He certainly did.
Boy, yes, he did. Elbow and everything.
So Jazz bring in Jarebko. He'll guard Johnson. Favors will play with Blake Griffin. So Gobert goes out of the game. Low dribble by Donovan. Gives to Ingles. Right corner, Rubio. Ball fakes a three. Gets hit in the face by Teodosic. And a foul. Teodosic comes over, taps Rubio. Those two have a history. Teodosic played for Serbia in the Olympics in 2016. Was the Eurobasket MVP twice in his career. In 2010 and 2016. And they've been great when he's been on the floor. Mitchell, another nifty pass to a rolling Favors who's held up and fouled.
Well, they seem to think that since he's been in the lineup, that they're one of the reasons they're playing better.
Well, their point plus minus per 100 possessions with he on the floor is plus 11. They forget to guard Joe Ingles. He's wide open for three, and he hits. And an assist to Donovan Mitchell, his fifth of the night. Joe Ingles has 16 points to lead all scorers.
And four threes.
Jazz have eight on 16 attempts. Teodosic drives, bounces it over to Wallace. Wallace so excited to go up, forgot to grab the leather first. And it's a turnover on the Clippers. Jazz lead it by 19 with 8:29 left in the third.
If you're going to put the ball in the basket, you have to first catch it.
Ingles. Gets the ball knocked away and then recovers. Drives to the basket. Off-balance shot, no good. Favors gets the rebound away from Blake. Gives it back to Joe. Try. If you fail at first, try again. Joe Ingles has 18. What's the answer, Ron Boone? I see you looking it up.
I'm just trying to find it.
Tyrone Wallace, right side. He's three, no good.
He's getting close.
Rebound Favors. What's Ingles' season high or career high?
19 season.
And he had career high. It was in the playoffs last year against the Clippers, I believe. Rubio drives and turns it over. And then Jarebko ties up Lou Williams. '88-67. Lou Williams having words with the official on the far side. Juwan Evans will check in. Clippers have been playing at an incredibly high pace of play. That's been the key to them, and they have not been able to do that the same way tonight they have. Evans driving. Rubio reaches in, knocks it away. Blake picks it up, goes into Favors. And his foul. Joe Ingles, 18 points tonight, has only been exceeded four other times in his NBA career. His career high is 21 on December 8, 2016 against the Warriors. Against Memphis, he scored 20 in 2016 in November. So those were both the same time period. Then last March, he had 19 against New Orleans. And this October, early in the season, he had 19 in that home game against Oklahoma City.
Well, he's flirting with it tonight.
And I misspoke, by the way. His high in the playoffs against the Clippers was 12 points. It was the 11 assists he had in a game against the Clippers. So this would be his career high if he keeps going. He's got 18. Free throws good by Blake. Jazz lead at 88-69. We're in the third quarter with 7:36 left. Donovan on a curl. Outside the three-point line, guarded by Evans, who's tied up on him. He crosses him over, slips to the ground, kicks to Rubio. Right corner, Ingles for three. Got it.
There it
Joe
is.
Joe Ingles has got 21 to match his career high.
And that's five threes.
Driving. Blake gets nowhere, kicks out to Lou Williams, penetrates into the lane. Favors goes up with him, alters the shot. No good. Rebound Jazz. Here's Joe. 21 in the meter running. Ball fakes from 30. Gets it back. Lines up Blake Griffin. Tries it left hand. Steps behind the three-point line. Terminates. Bullets it back out to Mitchell. Makes a nice backhand catch like a shortstop. Drives with the right hand. Gets a shoulder on Evans. To the rack. Lays it up and in. Plus a foul.
Well, once he put the ball on the floor, as quick as Evans is, he just could not catch up to the point where he could defend that play. Doc Rivers having a long conversation there with Evans. I would imagine he's saying, Why pick him up that far? Why pick him up that far out on the floor?
Son, you're not in college anymore. 93-69, Jazz up. 6:48 left in the third on the Jazz Radio Network.
Who's hot tonight? It's your Utah Jazz Player Spotlight.
Donovan on a curl. Outside the three-point line, guarded by Evans, who's tied up on it. He crosses him over, slips to the ground, kicks to Rubio. Right corner, Ingles for three. Got it.
There it is.
Joe Ingles has got 21 to match his career high. And Joe Ingles, that's your FanDuel Player Spotlight, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. Ingles has 21 to lead the Jazz, who lead the Clippers 94-69. Blake Griffin on a pick and roll with Lou Williams. Kicks to the corner to Wesley Johnson. They run him off the three. Down low to Blake. Misses the right-hander. Loose ball. Batted around. Rubio has the 50-50 ball. And then dribbles it off his leg out of bounds. But not the way I made that sound. I don't know how to describe it. He battled for a 50-50 ball. Came away with it, but not in complete control of it. And as he tried to collect it, he dribbled it off his leg. 11-2. That sounded like he dribbled off his leg like with no problem. Johnson having a hard time getting in. Jazz very active. Here's Teodosic working Rubio. No look pass to the corner. A long two for Johnson's good.
Johnson drafted, is it right ahead of Gordon Hayward?
Yes. Got lost to Gordon Hayward in this building when he was at Syracuse when Gordon played for Butler in the NCAA tournament. Backdoor cut Donovan. Gets into lane. No look pass to Rubio. Right corner three. No. It's like illegal to make a shot if Donovan three the pass. Lou Williams gets by Joe Ingles to the basket for an easy layup, and there they are, coming right back down your throat. But the Jazz lead it by 21 with 6 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Rubio's got 7 points on 3 of 9 shooting to go with 5 points, 5 rebounds. Out to Ingles, pops out for a three. No good. Rebound, Blake Griffin. Should we just tell Joe he's playing the Clippers every night?
And maybe he responds like this?
Teodosic just double dribbled. They didn't call it. Right side, Evans for three. No good. He's struggling with his shot as a rookie. Jazz by 21. Rubio works to the front court. Takes it all the way to the rack. Layup, no good. Below 50% for his career at the rim, and you can just see it show up every now and then. Or maybe about half the time. Blake Griffin rolls down the middle of the lane, cocks and hammers.
Remember this morning at the walkthrough when Quinn Snyder was talking about position yourself with that curl before the pass is made.
94-75 Jazz. Here's Donovan, guarded by the rookie Evans. Bounces to Favors. Kicks to the corner to Rubio. Offensive foul on Favors as he rolled to the basket, taken by Teodosic. Wipes off a Rubio right corner three. When you're not a good shooter, that's when that happens to you.
Yeah.
Like, that's guaranteed to happen to Rubio. Seems unfair. Mark Miller Subaru wants you to love your car buying experience. That's why we've developed Promise Price. Promise Price is truly exceptional customer service. Come experience our commitment to Promise Price at either location. Start your purchase online at markmillersubaru.com. Lou Williams penetrates, hangs, finds Blake for another dunk.
Yeah, see, now, here's the problem. Durepko is being guarded by Wesley Johnson.
So what's the problem?
And defensively, he was Donovan totally out of position.
Trouble, throws it away. Ito run by the Clippers, and Durepko cuts off Lou Williams. And Durepko's very upset about something right now. And he's being taken out of the game.
It was
Joe
defensive.
Coming in.
It was defensively. He didn't think that he should have been screamed at, or maybe there was, because he was not. First of all, Blake Griffin gets all the way to the basket and dunks the basketball.
They're going to take a look at this, a Siegfried and Jensen review to see whether or not it's a breakaway or clear path foul, reviewing injury cases, helping people in Utah for over 30 years. I have stopped evaluating these, Ron. I can't get them right. You want to try on this one? What's your thought, Ron? Let's see what you think. Watching it up top. Durepko reaches in with the left hand.
Donovan's way up ahead.
Donovan's on the other side. Clear path. The ball must originate in the backcourt, the team possession prior to the foul. Did that happen? Yes. Common foul. Rule number two was in effect from the tip of the backcourt circle. That's true. Offended player. Who knows? I still don't know. I try to figure it out, though. Five rules that it has to be. We'll try next time. But it was a common foul. Jazz lead is 94-77. They're on the wrong side of an 8-0 run by the Clippers right now. Evans, second-round pick out of Oklahoma State, bounces to Lou Williams, who turns it over, or to Blake Griffin, who turns it over. Turnover on the Clippers. Jazz led by as many as 25. Clippers have never led. Donovan drives the lane, fouled, and he'll get two free throws. Juwan Evans, who's the rookie at Oklahoma State, has no chance on Donovan Mitchell right now.
I wish Rudy would wait just a little bit longer before he releases on that pick and roll in the center of the floor with Donovan Mitchell.
What would happen if he did that?
Well, first of all, he's going to put the defender on Donovan's back if he's driving hard to the basket. And then by not doing that, Evans that time stayed in front of him for the most part.
Donovan misses the free throw. He's done that rarely this year. He's a pretty good free throw shooter.
It was an individual effort that got Donovan to the free throw line.
Donovan, 85% at the line. He's taken 135 free throws coming in, the most on the team. Makes this. Donovan tonight has 15 points. Four rebounds, five assists. 6 of 9 shooting for the rookie. Jazz by 18. Here's Lou Williams for a three straight away, and he hits it. Man, Lou Williams. What a year. 23 points a game. 45% for the field, 41% from three.
That's his first three of the night.
He and Steph Curry were all knotted up for the most threes this season. Here's Joe Johnson working inside. They dig at it. Back out to Mitchell. 6 on the shot clock. Reset Joe Johnson the post. Double team comes. Swings to A.B. Bounces to the corner to Ingles. He drives. Tries to scoop it, and the shot clock expires. If he only has one tonight, probably worth seeing what's happening with the Warriors and the Rockets. That's become a great game. And I'll bet you Steph's got more than one tonight. Here's Tyrone Wallace driving to the basket, draws a foul. That's what he does now. Steph is 5 of 12 from 3 tonight, if you were wondering. So he is ahead of Lou Williams now by 4.
The Jazz better be careful here.
I am with you 100%, Ron. Yeah. I said this early in the third quarter. The offense has been so great that it's almost just going to be a question of whether the clock runs out in enough time for the Clippers to even this thing out. Because Wallace misses the first free throw. There's no way that the Jazz can keep scoring at the rate that they're scoring. It's just not possible. Purchase a Ford Fan Zone all-you-can-eat ticket to an upcoming game. Receive unlimited hot dogs, soda, popcorns, nachos, and peanuts. Starting as low as $33 per ticket. Visit UtahJazz.com or call 325-299 to buy Ford Fan Zone all-you-can-eat tickets now. Jazz lead is 15. It was 25. Donovan's at the top, playing the point guard, guarded by Evans. High pick and roll off Joe Johnson. Gets Johnson on Wesley Johnson on a switch, who's a better defender, but it means Jawan Evans is guarding Joe Johnson. And Joe Johnson turns it over. Here comes Evans. Fast break. Leaves it behind for Wallace. To the rack. Missed it. Tipped around. AB flies in for the board. Outlets to Donovan. With the gold shoes prancing. To the middle of the lane. Gets it knocked away. Loose ball. Donovan has it. Finds O'Neal. Wide open three. Pow! Big play. If you can have a play up 15, it's a big play. That's a big play.
That was huge because the Jazz almost came up with another turnover that was going to lead to some transition points for the Clippers.
13 assists in the last two games for Mitchell.
Take care of the basketball.
98-80 Jazz. Here's Lou Williams on a curl. All right, so they've changed the way, and a foul called, and Quinn is really hot about something. I don't know what. Timeout on the floor. Foul on Gobert. They're reviewing something. Quinn thinks there's some sort of flagrant foul or something. They're going to review it. We'll check and find out when we come back on the Jazz Radio Network.
Look out.
He's incredible.
Big T is entering the booth.
And now,
get ready.
Thurl Bailey joins Lock and Boo on the Utah Jazz Radio Network.
Jazz lead is 98-83 with 2:41 left in the third quarter. Yes, your Utah Jazz may surpass 100 points in the first three quarters. Thurl Bailey joins us now, brought to you by our good friends over at ARUP. And the free throw by Williams is good. Thurl, what are you seeing?
Well, I remember that run the Jazz made late November, early December, where they won six in a row, where everything was clicking. Almost everything was clicking, but this is reminiscent of that, I think.
Donovan, step back three, right side, no, or step back two, no good. And here come the Sixers the other way, actually the Sixers, the Clippers the other way. Lou Williams, a former Sixer, has it. Crossing over, driving, wearing the red, white, and blue, and he's fouled by O'Neal. That was me just giving a lot of excuses of why I called him by the wrong name.
But it was a nice job of recovering. You don't let the cat out of the bag of why.
Oh, no, I just had to own it.
It sounded good.
I had to own it. Like, you know, we give you a hard time for the nights I look up on the box score and find your 1-for-14 night. Like, if I'm having one, I got to own it.
Yeah. Okay.
Lou Williams back in the line where he lives.
As he looks up more stats.
98-85, the lead that was 25 is down to 13, and Ron Boone's getting quiet. You know what happens when Ron Boone, you know what it means when Ron Boone gets quiet? It means he's nervous.
And frustrated.
He's got gas. His stomach is. That's that whatever he ate at halftime or what it was.
He didn't have dinner.
Nothing.
Oh.
Williams makes it 12. What are you frustrated about, Ron Boone?
Well, it's the way the Jazz now are not. They're not. Nothing's changed with Lou Williams except they're starting that pick and roll down lower on the block. And it's more of a dribble handoff now, and the Jazz aren't defending that as well.
Trying to get the ball in the post to Joe Johnson. It's knocked away. Royce O'Neal steals it back, goes to the rim, and rocks it home. O'Neal turned it over. Lou Williams had to steal. Royce O'Neal said, excuse me, I don't want to have that mistake on my record. And absolutely robbed it back. Driving, Lou Williams to the basket, one-on-one, misses in the rim, and Burks is fouled on the rebound.
You know the other problem on Lou Williams, Booner?
What's that?
He's really good.
Yeah. I find it fascinating, though, that in his 13th year that he's still going strong.
Has he been in the league that long?
His 13th year. Now, just listen. LeBron James made the comment that he wanted to not be one of those aging players that could not dominate.
Yeah.
And I think right now you're looking at Lou Williams, you know, who's in his 13th year. Born in 1986. What's that make him, David?
1986? So, that would make him 32 years old, depending when he was born. Maybe only 31.
Yeah, so he's still he's dominating right now.
Here's what's interesting about him is his possession usage is so efficient. Right side Evans. Back up to Lou Williams. Somebody foul Lou Williams, I'll be able to what the best isolation player in the NBA goes ISO. Kicks out to the wing to Williams. Excuse me, to Wesley Johnson. No good. Rebound comes down to the Jazz. 102-86. Royce O'Neal, left-hand drive. Ball's loose on the ground. 50-50 ball. Favors has it, but throws it back in play where it's stolen by Williams. Baseball outlet to Johnson, who catches, lays it up. No foul on the layup. Okay. James Harden. We think of James Harden as three in free throw line, right? Like, there's no better example in the league than three in free throw line of James Harden. James Harden takes 35% of his possessions. He uses 35% of his possessions from three, and 15% of his possessions are from the free throw line. Lou Williams is 33% and 12%. I mean, he's pretty close. When you start looking at guys in the NBA who use more than 30% of their possessions as threes and more than 12% of their possessions getting into the free throw line, you are in rare air. You're in Steph Curry, James Harden, Lou Williams type category. And that's what makes him so terrific. 102-86, Derek Favors, right corner three, no good. Under a minute to play in the quarter. Teodosic. Guarded by Neto. Teodosic comes back to the top. Lobs to a rolling Monstrell Harrell. And A.B. fouls him hard to make sure he doesn't get the shot off.
That's a great foul.
It sure is.
Well, he got him up in the air. So you're not going to let him score. That's the right thing to do. Is to make sure that you get ball, head, arm, everything.
You got that big fella in there. Some players are like, you know, I'm going to go ahead and let him have this one. That's A.B.
Free throw good by Harrell. By the way, just to finish that thought, there are only five players in the NBA that have that combination of high-volume three-point shooting and going to the line a lot. They are. These are guys that play. Steph Curry, James Harden, Lou Williams, Kevin Love, and Mike Conley. Said I was going to look up a stat. I had to come through for you, Thurl. I looked that up on the fly. Harrell misses. 37 seconds left. 2-for-1. A.B. accelerating through the lane to the basket. Knocked away by Decker out of bounds. 31.8 seconds left in the quarter. Jazz lead is 15. They have never trailed tonight. Jazz had a season-high points in the first quarter. Season-high points in the first half. Inbound to from Neto to Joe Johnson. Goes one-on-one on Decker. Step back long two.
Good. Go time. Go time.
Ball goes through the net awfully pretty for him.
It barely buckles the net. That's what you call no rimmers. That's the way guys that could shoot, that's the way we used to play horse. If you hit the rim, it was like a miss.
I rarely hit the rim when I shot.
Hey, Boone, just go ahead.
104-87.
Thank you very much.
Just go ahead and say you're talking about yourself.
Yeah, I did.
I'll talk to Teodosic. She'll take a three with three on the shot clock. No good. Long rebound. A.B. battles for it. Has it. Shot clock or game clock about to go to a zero as he tries a tough half-court three defended by Sam Decker, Tyrone Wallace, and a little bit of Doc Rivers, and it's no good. Oh, a 17-point lead going to the fourth for the Jazz. Let's hope they hold on because I don't want to be a part of it if they don't. Thurl, thank you for the time tonight.
All right, guys.
And you can remind me of this next time I bring up any of your stats. See you, buddy.
See you.
104-87, Jazz by 17 on the Jazz Radio Network. Quarter coming, 104-87 is the score. Jazz lead it. Neto, Burks, O'Neal, Joe Johnson, and Derek Favors on the floor. Jazz lead it by 17 heading to the fourth. Jazz this year when leading going to the fourth are 15-4. And the Jazz are the sixth best fourth quarter team in the NBA as Teodosic misses a three. Favors grabs the rebound. Derek has a big box score tonight, 14 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal. Neto, who's plus 17 in 11 minutes tonight, gives the Favors. Right side, A.B., working the lane. Back out to Neto. Neto breaks the paint, stops at the dotted line, pushes back with a shot. They call it an offensive foul first. Neto not only is a good player that's fun to root for, he's one of the most delightful young men on the team. Very enjoyable to be around. Here's Teodosic. Played at Olympiakos and CSKA Moscow in the European League for a long time before finally coming to the NBA this year. Top to Wallace. Wallace with 7 on the shot clock. Drives on Joe Johnson into the paint and scores. Every Jazz player is positive tonight except for one. Otherwise, everybody else is positive tonight. So good plus minus across the board for the Jazz, who lead it by 15. Neto penetrates, kisses off the window too hard. Decker rebounds. Teodosic surveys the scene, fakes a pass, fires a three, misses. Rebound tapped by Abed O'Neal. Teodosic commits the Euro foul on Royce O'Neal. Alec Burks has been super tonight, 15 points, 6 rebounds in just 18 minutes.
Well, I think as far as rebounding guards or, for the most part, rebounding wing players, Alec Burks and Royce O'Neal both do a very good job of rebounding. And once they get the rebound, they're immediately in transition. They start to move. Start to run up the floor with the ball.
Ron, the two of them, and they played together, so it's not as though they're playing one position, but the two of them tonight really are playing Rodney's minutes, are 7 of 10 from the field, 7 of 8 from the free throw line combined for 23 points and 8 rebounds. Rudy Gobert gets it about 8 feet out on the right side, goes hard to the basket, and is fouled on the way. Rudy looking very agile working to the basket right now. He's got a new lightning strike in his hair.
So I wonder if we are not going to see Blake for the rest of the night.
Well, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Free throw no good by Gobert. Struggled at the line the other night, largely with 2 air balls. Jazz lead this one, 104-89. The pace of play is as fast as the Jazz have played all year. It's at about 105 possessions. Jazz average a game that's around 95. Clippers been the number one pace of play team for the last 20 games while winning 14 to 20. Here's Lou Williams driving to the basket and scoring. Williams got 24. He's averaged 31 over the last 10. 105-91. Jazz lead is 14. Is this going to get tight, Ron?
You know, I don't see how it can, David.
Ingles cross court to Joe Johnson. Joe bumping and backing, playing ISO. Double team, doesn't get rid of it. Now he does to Neto with only 5 on the clock. Neto penetrates, back up top to Joe. Straight down the barrel, 3 for Johnson's no good. And boy, that shot has never come with him yet this year, as he is 26% from 3. Teodosic, cross-court pass, deflected by O'Neal, right into the face of the kid in the front row.
And that's what I mean by playing left field. Weak side of the floor, you're playing left field. You're playing between two men.
Wow, Teodosic, sorry, I want to interrupt you. Teodosic just walked all the way over to the kid who got the ball deflected. It wasn't his fault at all, to make sure he was all right.
Nice gesture, yes.
Lou Williams, quick release. 3 left side is good, and it's an 11-point game. Ron, may I ask you this again?
Yes.
Is this going to be a tight game?
It looks like. I don't know how it can be, but.
Neto having a hard time getting free of Teodosic. Gets into lane, to the rack, too fast for the layup, missed it. Rebound Blake, out to Lou. Harrell on the break. Joe Johnson ties him up, and 2 free throws coming from Montrezl Harrell.
Boy, that 3 made by Lou Williams was.
And Lou Williams got 27. The Jazz did a great job early in the game, double teaming Lou Williams off the pick and roll, eliminating him from the game, really stymied what the Clippers were doing. And Doc Rivers has thrown out a bunch of adjustments from.
He really has. Blake is not even just sitting there on the bench back in the ball game now. Because Doc can see the light at the tunnel. He thinks the way we're playing now, he can get back in this.
Rubio and Mitchell come back in for the Jazz. Blake Griffin's playing his 500th NBA game. They're making a big deal that his career numbers, the only other player that's ever had his career numbers, his points, rebounds, shooting percentage in the history of the game is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. The only difference is Kareem in his first 500 games had 30 points, 16 rebounds, and 4 assists. So they weren't actually anywhere close to Blake's. Blake's are good. 20-some-odd points, about 10 rebounds, 4 assists. Joe Johnson. Working right side. 9-1 Clipper run. Three on the shot clock. Joe double-team. Mitchell's got to take the shot on the pass out. No good.
Joe's eating up a lot of time on the clock.
Well, he's the only one who's not positive on the plus-minus tonight, too, Ron.
Yeah.
105-96. Lou Williams, crossover, step three, too hard off the handle, rebound Joe Johnson. Here comes Donovan, attacking Wallace, tries to go behind his back, he's tripped up. Doc doesn't like it, he is red as a tomato right now, he's so hot.
Blake Griffin didn't like it as well, and he had a gesture out there on the floor that almost got him a technical foul.
Tyrone Wallace tripped Donovan Mitchell.
The thighs did collide. I mean, the collide.
That's
bam.
A foul.
Yeah, that's a foul. That is unquestionably a foul.
Donovan had lost control of the ball at that point, but it still doesn't make it not a foul. 9-1 run by the Clippers to open here in the fourth, and the Jazz 25-point lead is down to 9. It obviously started sooner than just this fourth quarter. Right side, Donovan. Guarded by Wallace, their best defender. Over to Rubio. Driving the basket. Layup. No good.
That's the second one he's missed from that side of the floor. He's putting the ball a little short on the glass. I mean, he's not getting it up in the square at all.
I mean, last night we had Quincy Lewis on the program, and he said Rubio's so good when he makes his layups. But this has been a problem for Rubio throughout his NBA career. Rubio, in his career, from 0 to 3 feet, shoots 48%. He's having a career high year at 53%. But he's only been over 50% in one other season. Blake Griffin passes to corner Wallace. Five passes, swings to Teodosic. Back to Griffin. Up top to Lou. One dribble to his left. Fires the three. No good. Jazz got a break there. And Teodosic fouls to Rebko. Team foul on the Clippers there for him.
Boy, he shows such great patience. I'm talking about Lou Williams. Wasn't in a big hurry. The pump fake, takes his time going to his left, as he does so often to shoot his jumper.
He has got 27 tonight. He's averaging 31 over the last 10. 23 on the season. Jazz by 9 with 8-11 here in the fourth. The Jazz offense has gone cold. High pick and roll between Favors and Donovan. Donovan works to his left, hesitates. He's playing slower tonight. Works himself into a rhythm dribble and hits. Nothing easy about that. 17 for Donovan. Ingles leads the Jazz with 21 tonight.
See how low they're starting to pick and roll now?
Yeah, and nobody guards Blake Griffin. He gets fouled by Jarebko on his way to the basket. Ingles and Favors try to converse to figure it out. You know where they've really gone to that's interesting? And what's interesting about that pick and roll, by the way, it's Blake initiating the play.
Yeah.
So Blake's running a low pick and roll with Lou Williams, but Blake's got the ball in his hands.
Right. And sometimes there's more of a dribble handoff there as well. This time he kept the basketball instead of a dribble handoff.
Blake's first free throw is good. Blake averaging 22 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. Pretty unique category of players. DeMarcus Cousins, LeBron James, and Russell Westbrook. Is Blake Griffin an all-star this year? Missed a lot of games. Think about what the West is when Blake Griffin's on an all-star and Chris Paul's not an all-star this year. Sums up the West. 10-point game as Blake misses the second free throw. Let's see what Donovan can do in the fourth quarter tonight. Struggled a little bit in Charlotte and didn't have a great fourth quarter last night against the Knicks. Top to Ingles, West 21. He big steps to the basket. Down low to Favors. Ball's knocked away. Favors gets it back. Throws to Jarebko. Rotates to Ingles. Cross court to the corner to Rubio. Bypasses the three and he's fouled by Lou Williams. Not a great foul by Lou Williams.
You know, even with the great ball movement there by the Jazz, the Clippers are still right there with the rotation. Was definitely there. I mean, forcing Rubio off the three-point line.
Well, we talk about our own players when they make mistakes, I think we're all right talking about the other players, but Rubio is a career 29% three-point shooter with 2 seconds on the shot clock. You need not be closing out by him. You got to know your personnel a little bit if you're Lou Williams. You see Rubio in the corner, you close out short and make him take that shot, and he misses the first free throw. Rubio 3 of 11 tonight. 1 of 2 from the free throw line. 8 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. Great balance by the Jazz.
It's not been a good second half here, brothers. Well,
108-97. It's still a great offensive game. You knew the offense was going to slow down at some point. Well, they're still having a fabulous game overall as Harrell gets inside for a dunk on a Lou Williams bounce pass. And it is going to be a hang on. We're Tarzaning this game, going from vine to vine and hoping we still got enough vines left to get to the finish line. 108-99. Nobody even knows who Tarzan is anymore. High pick and roll, Donovan. In the lane, in a little trouble. Hands to Favors. Back out to Ingles. Everyone's got to get out of the... Ingles and Favors pick and roll. Bounce pass in the pocket, stolen by Lou Williams. 9-point Jazz lead. Williams comes to the front court with his red shoes and a blue uniform. Takes the right hand dribble to the right wing. Back up top to Blake. Faves guarding. Blake's going to go one-on-one. Head fakes, dives, puts his shoulder into Favors and a foul on Favors. Timeout. 6:34 left. Jazz have led the entire way by as many as 25. But I've got a feeling we got a tight one coming on the Jazz Radio Network.
It's NBA Now on the Utah Jazz Radio Network.
Paul in the front court, open for three, stops, pops, knocks it down. Paul now in the corner beyond the arc, rocks the cradle, crosses over, dances, pulls, crosses, shoots, scores! Harden with the ball, off the screen, guided by Draymond. Lowers his head, drives down the lane, blocked by Draymond. Loose ball to Looney. Here's Kevin Durant with the ball, coming up the floor, goes to the right sideline to Klay Thompson, launches a three, and buried it from the wing. A lot of iso ball here for the Rockets. Harden on Curry, steps right, shoots a tough three, it's in the air, got it! Just as the shot clock expires, James Harden drills the three, and the Rockets go up six.
And the Rockets beat the Warriors tonight in Houston, 116-108. Chris Paul, 33-11-7. And the Rockets outscore the Warriors 24-17 in the fourth quarter. The Rockets hold the Warriors to 17 fourth quarter points.
James Harden making the game winner.
That was not really a game winner. It was just a big one there, you heard.
It secured the win?
Yes, I think that's a good way to say it. That is your NBA Now, brought to you by Vivint Smart Home. There's no place like a smart home. All right, 108-100. Rubio, left side, Jazz by 8. They led by as many as 25. Donovan with a left-hand dribble in the lane. Long floater, hits the front rim, bounces around and in. 13-foot right-hand floater. 110-100. Donovan's got 19. 8 of 13 shooting today. Lou Williams goes to the left side of the floor. Swings back to Teodosic. No look pass down low to Harrell. Moves to Repko out of the way with a body bump. Goes up. Mitchell blocked it. Donovan got it. Here comes Donovan on the right side with a 10-point lead. Walks up on the right bait sideline. Double team. Falls to the ground. Ball's loose. Turns it over. Fast break the other way. Lou Williams will rise and fire for three. No good. Blake Griffin flies in for the rebound, has to throw it off to Repko out of bounds. He does, and looks at Repko and says, hey, hey. And then comes by and says something to him. Timeout, Doc Rivers. 5:42 left. Back-to-back timeouts. Still 110-100 Jazz. Back with more on the Jazz Radio Network. Jazz lead the Clippers. 5:42 to play. Jazz led by as many as 25. Clippers come in on a hot streak. And Jazz trying to end their winning streak.
You see the scramble here?
I love it. Lou Williams left side. And Ingles inbounds. What the Clippers did, Ron, you want to share it or you want me to?
Go ahead.
The Clippers started their actions and their movement prior to the ball being handed to the player, so they were not static. So the Jazz had to guard for a while before the ball gets handed to the inbounder. I love that. I've never understood why we stand static.
It's just a scramble, and guys moving without the basketball, hoping to get, you know, the switch, which is smart, I think. I like that as well, David.
Lou Williams gets fouled by Ingles, makes both free throws. Lou Williams, 29 tonight. Donovan Mitchell with 19, guarded by Tyrone Wallace. Works to the right side, pick and roll, accelerates to the basket, bounces to Jarebko, left corner three. Good!
That's huge.
Seventh assist for Donovan. Jarebko's got his first three of the night, and the Jazz have their 11th.
That was big.
103-102. Blake Griffin, pick and roll to the right elbow. Pass over to Teodosic. Works in the lane. Hangs in the air to Griffin. Right corner, Wesley Johnson's got Gobert on him. He'll fire a corner three. No good. Rebound Rubio. His sixth of the night. 5 minutes to play. Jazz by 11. Ricky with his black shoes and his navy blue leggings gets a handoff from Ingles. Gets in the lane. Stops. Bounces out to Donovan. Mitchell, long, good defensive player. All Pac-12 defensive player at Cal. Comes off a pick and roll. He's got Blake Griffin on him. Off the bounce three for Donovan. No good.
See, that's not a good pick and roll late in the ball game with Rudy Gobert because they paid no attention to Rudy that far away from the basket.
Transition three, Lou Williams, no good. Rebound, Jazz.
Nice box out there by Joe Ingles on Blake.
Donovan comes across the half line. It's 8 of 14 today. Left-hand dribble, slows down, works inside, trying to get the pass to Gobert, gets it knocked away. Out of bounds off the Clippers. Teodosic tried to save it, couldn't get there in time. Donovan has slowed down more tonight. It's almost like he did a film study or something. But there have been two or three times where he's literally come to a stop. Timeout on the floor by Quinn Snyder. 4:17 left. 103-102. 113-102. We mentioned there's some great games tonight. One of them, the Rockets and the Warriors. That one just came to an end. The Rockets winning at 116-108. Let's check in on another great one tonight. The Raptors, 31-13. The Timberwolves trying to get to third in the West now. Let's check in on that game.
95-90, Minnesota. Towns makes the three. DeRozan drive into the lane, far side, left wing. Now steps back for three and drops it in the bottom of the well. DeRozan splashes another one down. 95-92, Toronto down three.
Karl Anthony Towns cut him off from getting to the basket, but DeMar said, come out to where I live.
Ooh. Karl Anthony Towns went airborne. DeLon Wright challenge. It did not matter. 97-92 Minnesota. A big jam from the Big Cats.
All right. Well, that's a good one there. Minnesota's been playing so well recently. Elsewhere, the the Trailblazers lead the Mavericks 62-45. The game everyone's going to be talking about. The Thunder scored 148 on Cleveland and won 148-124. Bulls beat the Hawks tonight. Heat beat the Hornets by 106-105. Pelicans held off, beat the Grizzlies 111-104. A little bit of a surprise, the 76ers beat the Bucks 116-94. The Milwaukee Bucks are 23-22. I'd say the two teams that are disappointing right now in the NBA are the Bucks and the Nuggets. Seven on the shot clock. Inbound Mitchell to Gobert. Mitchell gets it back. Guarded by Blake. Deep in the post is Gobert, and he's fouled by Tyrone Wallace, who just grabbed him.
Now, whether that was by design or not, I don't know, but Rudy had great position. He was able to roll to the basket, got right in front of the rim. I guess they're going to take their chances with Rudy making free throws.
First free throw from Rudy's good. The irony, if the Clippers were to play hack of somebody, is pretty thick. 114-102, Jazz back by 12. They led by as many as 25. They've never trailed tonight. Had a brilliant offensive game. They scored the most points they've scored in the first quarter, most points they've scored all year and a half. And they lead at 115-102 as Gobert makes both free throws.
And the Clippers.
Gobert guarding Blake Griffin. Pick and roll, Blake Griffin to the rack, layup good. The Clippers' major adjustment here in the second half was to play Blake Griffin as the center, forcing Gobert to guard him, and then changing when Lou Williams got the ball, and the Jazz are having a hard time stopping him, but they have had enough leeway to probably get through it. Here's Donovan, 19 on the night. Works the left side, stops, bullets it back to Rubio, rotates the corner. Ingles has got a career high, drives, bounces down low to Rudy by him. Turnover. Lou Williams going the other way, goes over Rubio, foul on Rubio, and two free throws coming for Lou Williams. And a chance for Lou Williams to go over 30 again.
Now, even though they're using Rudy now with Blake playing the center position, the defender still has to position himself there from the backside, which he's not doing. I thought maybe that should have been Joe Johnson there. Because remember at shoot-around or the walkthrough, they were saying they wanted to position themselves well before the pick and roll happen.
Free throws are both good for Lou Williams. He's had 30 or more now in 14 games this year. Wow. Joe Johnson, right side to Joe Ingles. Ingles works one dribble to a three, no good. 115-106 with 3:13 to play. Rubio, Mitchell, Ingles, Joe Johnson, and Rudy Gobert on the floor. Lou Williams works left side, turns the corner, now goes back behind the three-point line. Cross-court pass to Evans, penetrates, blocked by Gobert, straight down. It bounces up to Joe Johnson. Chested to Rubio, and he's fouled. Little Juwan Evans, all 6 feet maybe, went up for the shot, and it got blocked straight downhill by Rudy Gobert.
And be honest with you, David, I don't know what he's thinking. There's no way he could have gotten that shot off.
Rookies don't think.
Yeah.
By the way, Lou Williams has 9 steals tonight. Lou Williams is close to a triple-double with steals. Rubio's free throw is good. Block shot for Gobert was his second. 116-106 Utah.
Speaking of block shots, yes. The leader of the team in blocks
is still Epe Udo.
And he hasn't been able to get on the floor tonight.
117-106. 11-point advantage for the Jazz. Now, here's Lou Williams.
Nice job by Joe.
Joe Johnson came over like Ron said this time and knocks the ball away. Gets loose, goes out of bounds. It's off Blake Griffin.
I'm sorry for cutting in.
No, that's
but I saw
great.
That coming.
We talked about it before.
Yeah.
And Joe Johnson's got the weak side. They're going to put two guys on Lou Williams, take the ball out of his hands. When the roll happens, there's got to be some help coming from a third guy.
Yeah, but he has to position himself before the pick and roll starts.
Quinn talked to specifically about it doesn't do you any good to be there late when Blake's got his downhill momentum. And a foul by Blake Griffin on Rudy Gobert, which
exactly.
I think was a pretty close to an intentional foul. Blake looks like he didn't mean to, but I'm guessing in an 11-point deficit that Blake, I can't tell, actually.
Well, he gave the official a look as though
he didn't mean to, and actually it's a pretty good play, though. Free throw by Rudy, no good. He's 4 of 6 from the line tonight. Rudy, 14 minutes, 7 rebounds tonight. All 5 Jazz starters are in double figures. Rudy missed them both. Doc takes a timeout. 2:27 to play. Jazz by 11. The Jazz have only been inside 9, I think, for a single possession. We really shouldn't be nearly as nervous as we have been. But we are. Brian Seaman, the play-by-play announcer for the Clippers, likes to always talk about exhaling. That as a fan, you can't exhale yet. I'm not sure we should have ever taken the nervous inhale, but I certainly have not exhaled. Yoga breathing right now to try to keep us calm. 117-106. Time for us to get a check on a... Do we have a Stars report tonight? All right, we do not. But let's check in on our next opponent.
The Atlanta Hawks.
Gets it out to Torian Prince. Fakes the three. Now he takes the three. And he makes the three. Now it's Malcolm Delaney, a left side three. John Collins, the rebound up and in. Now has it stolen by Kent Bazemore. He's going to break it alone. And jam! Dennis Schroeder with it. Dribbles right. Dennis into the lane. Dennis with a reverse. It's good. What a move by Dennis Schroeder.
We just got to do it together, get a couple of winning plays, and a couple of rebounds, a couple of steals, whatever it takes to win the game.
Atlanta Hawks are our next opponent. They fell to Chicago tonight.
Atlanta Hawks, Detroit Pistons, and the team up north.
The Toronto Raptors.
Northeast. Yeah.
Get to go to the great city of Toronto. Maybe my favorite city we visit.
With all the buildings and the condos.
So metropolitan. It's so got such great diversity. It's got such...
Did I hear,
calmness
like, between 1 and 3 million people downtown? Did I hear that correctly? Have you heard anything like that?
I don't know the number.
Vaguely listening to the bus driver
give
us a little history of
117-106, Jazz by 11 with 2:20 left. Lob inside to Wesley Johnson. He swings around and scores it. Nice play out of a timeout for Doc Rivers. Clippers out of timeouts this year have not been good, actually. They're 25th in the NBA.
What's the trainer's wife name, Eric's?
Beth.
You think she's listening tonight?
I don't know. Tyrone Wallace off a turnover, going to the rack and laying it up and in. She might be here. They had a house guest last night. I know that, so that might have been inconvenient for her. 117-110.
Okay, just don't turn the ball over and get a good shot.
That's
all you have to do with
calls minutes. Play. The Jazz aren't able to run it, so Gobert puts it on the floor, drives the basket, travels. They don't call it. Misses the right-hander, goes out of bounds. They're not sure. They're going to call it Jazz ball. They'll review it. Clippers blew up the Jazz play there. Mike Woodson, who's not particularly fleet of foot at this age, trying to explain how Gobert walked to the official. And he did. They rule it Utah ball. As they review it, it's going to be a tough call. Gobert and Blake both went out at the same time. So it's one of those depending on who hit it. Another 30-point bell on a busy night while they're reviewing this. Brought to you by Siegfried and Jensen. The official review. Let's find out who rang the Lexus 30-point bell.
Lowry on the dribble. Works left, near side, into the lane. Has Teague on his back. Jumper in the air is good. Kyle Feige fires and fills it up. Toronto up 103-102.
Toronto and Minnesota in that great game. Kyle Lowry with 30. Jazz will get the ball. That game is now close. With 1:43 left, it's Timberwolves 107, Raptors 106. Might have to watch a few games on the plane tomorrow.
A four-hour flight, might probably
good
can
basketball.
Get in.
Yeah. And we got to watch Atlanta because I got no idea what they're doing.
In between naps, yeah. Mm-hmm.
117-110, Jazz by 7, inbounding with a fresh 24 underneath their own basket. Rubio struggling to inbound, gets it to Gobert. They should probably foul Gobert right now. Blake not fouling him, hands to Mitchell. He'll take one dribble, fire a three with 17 on the clock and missed it. And then Donovan steals the outlet pass, takes it out of the way and lays it up and in. Wow, Donovan Mitchell took a really bad shot with 17 on the shot clock and made up for it by stealing the outlet pass and laying it up and in. Jazz by 9. Lou Williams to Tyrone, over to Teodosic. Three is good. He's about to call this one, but that three will not allow us to exhale. Here's Donovan. He's got 21, making him only the 12th player in the last 30 years to score 20 in 21 of his first 43 games, and he's fouled here by Wallace. Free throws going for Donovan.
Again, Doc Rivers has talked to the young guards out there about crowding a player that far out on the floor. Now, you can see him talking to him again. I mean, you just up on him just too tight that far out on the floor.
Why foul there?
Yeah.
6-point game, 108 left. Clippers just gave the Jazz a huge break. Yeah. 21st time Donovan's gone over 20. In the last 30 years, that has been done by 12 players in their first 42 games. Some of the names are pretty good, by the way. Larry Johnson, Damon Stoudemire, Jerry Stackhouse, Mitch Richmond, Kyrie Irving, Glenn Robinson, Tyreke Evans, Blake Griffin, Allen Iverson, David Robinson, and Shaquille O'Neal. Donovan splits the free throws. It's a 7-point Jazz lead with 1:05 to play. Three from Lou Williams.
Block.
Is blocked by Gobert at 30 feet. Outlet to Rubio. Lob to Gobert. Slam dunk. Papa John's. You're getting Papa John's pizza tomorrow for 50% off with the promo code JAZZ50 while watching Championship Sunday. If you still watch football. Which means you're neither a conservative that's mad at them for the anthem or a liberal who's mad at them for the way that they're abusing players. But other than that, you're still watching football. People will still watch football. Jazz 50 is the promo code tomorrow. Go to PapaJohns.com. Any regularly menu priced pizza, you get 50% off. And Rudy Gobert on the lob puts the Jazz up 9 with 53 seconds left. Can we exhale? I just exhaled.
Yeah, you can breathe now.
All right, good. Yeah. That game was the closest it had been since the 2:38 mark in the first quarter there. Gobert blocks the Lou Williams three. That was Gobert's third block of the game. .122-113. What's our high points for the season? I think we're on it. Jazz offensive rating tonight has been superb. It is still 119. Pretty good. We might have been higher in one of those win streak games where we went nuts. Lob to the rim. Wesley Johnson drops the pass, which was perfect. Out of bounds.
Perfectly ran play, just the pass was poor.
Blake Griffin is asking for this to be reviewed.
Yeah, that pass was below the rim.
Pass to Johnson, he dropped it. When he went back to get it, it went out of bounds. We're going to review this too.
And Joe Ingles throws his hands up in the air like, why?
Interesting, our high on the season is 126 against the Clippers.
Yeah, 126-107.
So they're going to check this again. This wasn't even close. This is my complaint about official, about replay.
No.
It has ripped away the official's confidence in any call they ever make.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't even close.
No, it was not.
And yet, the minute someone says review it, they then begin to wonder. Like, every now and then, the official's got to say, no, I got it right. Like, I know I got it right. They do get most of them right. .122-113 is the score. Inbound to Rubio. Rubio accelerates into the front court, and he's fouled by Forma. The Jazz will get a home win here. Four going on the road for three. Clippers' win streak will come to an end. Jazz got 15 from Alec Burks in 18 minutes off the bench. That's a big deal tonight. And A.B. and Royce O'Neal combined for 30 minutes tonight. They aren't necessarily Hood's minutes, but they kind of are. And the two of them combined for 7 of 10 from the field.
Yeah, that's
really efficient outing.
Very productive minutes.
123-113 as Rubio makes the free throw. He's got 11 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists.
And Royce O'Neal checks back in the ballgame.
124-113. Here's Lou Williams. He's got 31. On the baseline. Flares it out to Wesley Johnson for a 3. No good. Joe Ingles rebounds. That'll do it. Jazz will take one more shot. There's enough time. They probably won't just dribble it out. Donovan, 22 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists, holding it up top. A 9 of 16 shooting. Donovan missed 7 shots tonight. 5 of them are threes. Donovan drives on Teodosic, goes to the lane. A hard foul by Blake Griffin. He'll get 2 free throws. Blake will sit down. Sam Decker will. Blake, 25 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists tonight.
You can see they really missed DeAndre Jordan.
They did tonight, certainly. Yeah. By the way, you want to take Donovan's little run here into the last 20 years of NBA basketball. Of 20 points or more 21 times in his first 43 games. Blake Griffin, Tyreek Evans, Kyrie Irving, that's it. 3 players in the last 20 years have
that's
scored
awesome stuff.
20 or more points in 21 of their first 43 games. Donovan misses the free throw, gets his own rebound, wants to go back up, and then thinks better of it and curls out. Doc Rivers and Quinn Snyder. James. Final tonight, 125-113. Always Lou Williams and Quinn Snyder spend some time together in the middle. The court, they coached him. A good win for the Jazz tonight. Tony Parks will have a guest for us in a second. Joe Ingles ties his career high with 21 tonight. And Derek Favors looks to be the one who will be spending the time with Tony Parks. Let's head down to Tony.
Thanks so much, David. Derek, tonight your team got off to such a terrific start. Dominant first half. Clippers made their move there in the second half. What was it that helped you guys keep them at an arm's length?
We just kept the energy up. You know, they're a good team with a lot of good players over there. We just kept the energy up. The old guy, that's a good team over there. So a good team win.
What can you say about your team's offensive rhythm, focus, attention to detail, giving yourself some great shots and hitting some big shots?
It's definitely getting better. You know, we still got some things to work on chemistry-wise since a lot of guys coming back from injury. But, it's getting a lot better. Guys moving the ball, sharing the ball, playing within the offense, taking their shots, being aggressive. So it's getting a lot better.
Rudy Gobert back. I know everyone talks about what that means defensively. But how much of a benefit has it been offensively for this team?
Well, it's been good. You know, he's a guy that can set good screens, get to the rim, put a lot of pressure on the rim, so it's been good for us.
Derek, enjoy this one. Safe travel.
Appreciate it.
All right, that's Derek Favors. David, let's get back to you.
Safe travels back to his hometown. Atlanta, Georgia is our next stop. And the Jazz win it tonight. Ron, your final thoughts in a 125-113.
Well, impressed with the way the Jazz started the ball game off. You knew that the Clippers, this is the NBA, we're going to make a run. Had to be impressed with the way the Jazz were able to fight them off. You mentioned it during a few minutes ago about the players that made an impact on the ball game. Royce O'Neal, Alec Burks, and Neto.
Yeah, Neto was great tonight. Yeah. Good bench night for the Jazz. They win it 125-113. Spence Jackets, Britton Johnson standing by for the postgame show next on the Jazz Radio Network.